From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting at least 19 are known to have died and dozens more were wounded in a blast late Monday at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city of Manchester. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said the blast is being treated as a terrorist incident.
This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone. We're doing all that we can, working with local and national agencies to support those affected. As we gather information about what happened last night.
If confirmed, the blast would be the worst terrorist incident in the United Kingdom in a dozen years. President Donald Trump meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Mr. Trump hopes to kickstart the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Monday, he met Israeli officials, reaffirming what he called the enduring friendship between the U.S. and Israel.
This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world.
Mr. Trump, who addressed leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh Sunday, said they agreed that Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu applauded the change in U.S. policy.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East.
And he welcomed Mr. Trump's visit to the Western Wall, one of Judaism's holiest shrines, the first sitting president to do so. This is VOA News.